There is a tide in the affairs of men. If you're into Shakespeare, Brutus once said, "There is a tide in the affairs of men, which taken at the flood leads to fortune. Omitted all the voyage of their life is bound in the shallows and in miseries. On such a full sea we are now afloat, and we must take the current when it serves or lose our ventures." We're going to talk a little bit about that and what it means with Dr. John Braccio. He's the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Make sure you check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm in a very good mood this morning, Tony. How does that sound? In fact, when you actually read that quote, it's one of those that I like to go back to every now and then because I think it's so true about life. When opportunity calls, when the brass ring comes by, we have to notice it, we have to be ready for it, we have to be prepared for it.
Not many shows I've opened with Shakespeare. It was kind of cool. As a matter of fact, I made sure I went over that reading several times so I didn't butcher it too bad. How do we know when fortune, when opportunity comes upon us?
Well, first of all, we have to be looking. We have to make sure we don't just see something as a difficulty. Let me just read a couple more. We're talking about quotes. We often miss opportunity because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. Now, that was from Thomas Edison. And then another one I like is from Winston Churchill. A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Another one from Seneca, the old Roman, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. Yes, and see, these are the things we can live by them, see them, but the main thing is we have to be ready. Like, I've worked with so many people over the years that have such bad feelings about an opportunity they missed, a school they didn't go to, a job they didn't take somewhere, a person they didn't date, someone they didn't marry, or someone they did marry, you know, this type of thing. It's opportunities. What are they? And look for them. Everyone, regardless of your station in life, wherever you are, there are going to be things that come up. And what happens is fear, unawareness, lack of preparation, lack of desire, other people putting pressures on us not to, those stop us. And those are the things we have to unleash ourselves from, those types of attitudes and feelings. And we have to really move forward. And really, as the old Pepsi thing goes, you know, be all that you can be, you know, this end of the military, you know, one time around, this type of thing.
The fear of the unknown stops a lot of people. Regret
sure
stops
does.
A lot of people. How do we get them past that, Dr. Braccio?
Well, I think we have to be brave. I mean, another one, fortune favors the brave, Virgil, the old Roman. I think we have to recognize that life is exciting. It can have difficulties. It can have, you know, there's the unknown. Things might not work out exactly the way we want, but we have to be willing to take the challenge, take the opportunity, move forward. Just to live a safe life in your house or do the same thing 40 years, unless that's really what you want to do. But to have doubts about it as you live it, that's sad. You have to be willing to try to move forward and really kind of get all that blood gushing in a positive way in your body and all the endorphins, everything, just doing what you can do and enjoying life. But you have to be ready. You have to be willing, and you can't let other people control your thoughts and feelings and limit your ambition and limit the desires that you have in life.
Easier said than done for some folks. How do you get them to start taking those baby steps toward that goal?
I think they have to want to, is step one. A person has to say, you know, I really want to take some more chances. I want some more education. I want more opportunities. I want more skills. I'm going to move forward. And I think that's what you do in terms of your radio work and in general life that you lead. I try to do it in terms of the counseling, therapy, interactions I have with people. We can do it through reading. We can do it through observing. We can do it through modeling in terms of other people modeling that we see or we model for others. But the person has to be ready. But if the person is not ready, they'll never see the opportunity. They will simply see problems, or I can't do that, I don't want to do that, I'm afraid to do that, I know what I have here, I'm afraid to try something else. We just have to be willing to move forward, and we have to be ready. Another Churchill, woe be it to the person that when the public calls is not prepared. I think we have to be preparing ourselves, observing, developing skill sets in life. And if you don't have the desire, if you're fearful, you'll forever live in those shallows, you know, the low water point with your boat, like in the Shakespeare quote. And that's not where you want to be in life. You want to be surging forward, looking to the future. Every day's exciting, and that's what you want to do. That's your goal. That's your life, and it makes life wonderful.
So to get past those regrets or the fear, do you almost have to kind of let go of the past?
Well, you know, if you live in the past, you have no present and you have no future, because you're living in the past. So basically, you don't have anything. Living in the present, the carpe diem, seize the day, take the day, enjoy the day, use the past as a gauge, and the past also is a preparation you have. Look at what you need to do, move forward, try new, find new hills to climb, new opportunities. You can do it through spirituality, too. Develop yourself spiritually, morally, educationally, professionally, a full development of yourself. That's what your goal is. Take a check and examination of yourself on a daily basis, and just try to be really what you can be potentially, and realize when you're helping yourself, you're also helping other fellow human beings. And that ultimately is another goal that we already have. When we leave Earth, we want it to be better than when we came onto it. And we can do that if we can really work at being the best and being all that we can potentially be.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. If you're looking for motivation to help you through challenges like this, just check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Thanks so much, sir.
Always a pleasure, Tony.